Gentleman yields back. Gentleman from Missouri.
Yes, with that, Mr. Chairman, I just want to close by saying I appreciate the gentleman from Colorado's support. This is an agency that's gone well beyond the scope of its authority. It even questions its own authority and its own internal memos. The original intent is questionable, but at this point it's gone well beyond even the original intent. There now is even a list of other industries to go after. So I think that this is a situation where we need to stop what's going on, and I think my amendment clearly sets out what needs to be done. With that, I yield back the balance of my time.
Gentleman yields back the balance of his time. Gentleman from Virginia, right.
That's directly requisite number of words.
Gentleman is recognized for 5 minutes.
I rise in opposition to the amendment. Consumer and financial fraud are major crimes in the country, and fraud investigations are a matter of high priority for the FBI. And, you know, I just think this issue ought to be addressed by the Committee of Jurisdictions. In this case, the Judiciary Committee, also the Financial Services Committee. We do hear stories of outside of military bases, veterans being exploited. And so I'm just concerned of what it actually means, and I think it ought to be looked at by the Committee of Jurisdictions and not by the Appropriations Committee at 11:15 at night. So for that reason, I oppose the amendment.
Gentleman yields back.
I yield back.
Gentleman yields back. Gentleman from Pennsylvania.
Chairman, would yield for a minute. I concur with the chairman.
Maybe an appropriate move, but not in our bill, not at this time, because we don't completely understand it.
Gentleman yields back. Gentleman from Missouri. Gentleman yields back his time. All time expired. Pursuant to, excuse me. The questions on the amendment offered by the gentleman from Missouri. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those say no. Penny the chair, the ayes have it, and the amendment is agreed to.